Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another Arsenal Women Arsecast on arseblog.com. It will not have escaped your notice that Arsenal are in Champions League action both this and next week. They play Bayern Munich in the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals with the first leg on Tuesday evening at the Allianz Arena and the second leg on Wednesday the 29th of March at Emirates Stadium. There are still tickets on sale for that. At the time of recording, there are over 10,000 tickets sold for both legs at both stadiums, but that doesn't come close to filling either stadium. So if you haven't already, do get your tickets, whether you're listening in Germany or whether you're listening in England, or why not do both? They're not that far away from each other. And we felt that this game really deserved a bit of a preview, not least because I think a lot of our listeners won't be that familiar with Bayern Munich Frauen, maybe, and the kind of ins and outs. Obviously, they'll be familiar with the name, some of the players. But we thought to get a really expert view on Bayern Munich. I don't know whether to say Bayern Munich or Bayern München. I feel like I should say Bayern Munich because I don't speak German. But we've got a proper expert to talk about Bayern Munich. Delighted to be joined by Alina Ruprecht from 90 Minutes, the German version, not the English version, and the FREF podcast. Alina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
And just as a first question, a very, very kind of broad question, I think probably most of our listeners from a distance are used to the idea that Bayern and Wolfsburg tend to fight for the Frauen Bundesliga title most years. That tends to be how it happens. Is that what's happening this year? And what's Bayern's season been like to date?
Yeah, I think I'll just start with like kind of summing up how they played this season. And I think they did very well, keeping in mind they got a new head coach and a new system, a new style of play, and a lot of new players last summer. Across all competitions, Bayern are unbeaten at home, lost only two games and drew once. And that drew came in the first league game of the season against Eintracht Frankfurt, which ended 0-0. It was clear that Bayern had difficulties adapting to the new style of play from the new head coach, Alexander Strauss, at the beginning of the season. But I think that's really, it's really, really exciting to see how much they grew with the new challenges during the new season. And the two defeats I just addressed, one was against Wolfsburg last October, a 2-1 defeat, but it was a very close game that could have ended 2-2 as well. And the other loss was in the Champions League away against FC Barcelona at Camp Nou back in November. And that was a 3-0 loss, obviously. And but I also think that Bayern did well in that game and didn't concede until the 47th minute. And we all know that Bayern learned a lot from that defeat and turned it around completely different in the home leg at the Allianz Arena. And I think Bayern really stepped up the season in all parts. They developed a lot in a very short time frame. They didn't concede a lot of goals across all competitions. I think it was only 11 goals conceded across all competitions. Like they are currently in the Bundesliga, in the Frauen Bundesliga in Germany, in the German League Cup, and obviously the Champions League. And in the Frauen Bundesliga, they are currently sitting on second place, 2 points behind Wolfsburg. Between the two Arsenal games, we will see that decisive game against Wolfsburg at home in Munich, and whoever wins the game will be top of the league. And really exciting game, obviously. It's a very crucial phase right now for Bayern, and I think the new players who joined in summer settled in very well. namely Jojo Stanway, Tainara from Brazil, and also in winter, Bayern signed a new defender, Tuva Hansen from Norway, and also the new style of play is like, right now they are adapted a bit better to it, like every day they work on it, and
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say, like, I think a lot of fans know that Wolfsburg game is wedged between these two legs, which I think, you know, from an Arsenal perspective, we're quite happy about, obviously taking nothing for granted and anything like that. But if I was going to choose a game between these two legs for Bayern, I think it would be Wolfsburg, because that's such a huge game for them. Do you, you know, how do you think Bayern... Well, obviously, Bayern will be able to manage that. But how do you see them managing that kind of 8-day period, which is going to be season defining for them?
Yeah, definitely. I think this week right now, it's really important for them that they had, I think, a space of 8 days between their last game at home and their away game against Cologne tomorrow on Saturday, and. Yeah, apart from that, I think it's very, very good from a Bayern point of view that the game against Wolfsburg is at home, so they don't have to travel. And of course, it will be a game with high intensity, very physical, but I think a lot of games in the Frauen-Bundesliga are like that. And Bayern are surely well prepared. In the last game at home, they were also able to rest some key players. And I think it doesn't make that big of a difference. Also, Arsenal are playing against Tottenham. That's also a very important game. North London Derby, obviously, very important both for the players and the fans. And yeah, very meaningful. And I think it's a bit of the same situation for both teams.
Yeah, definitely. And you referenced there that they've had a new coach this season. We've seen one of their former coaches in the WSL for a very short period of time this winter, Jens Scheuer at Brighton. Broadly, what is this? Can you tell us a little bit about the coach and particularly what this kind of new style is? Like, how would you define Bayern as a team? What sort of team are they?
I start with the style of play and a bit of the tactics, because I think that's the most important thing right now. I think Bayern usually line up in a 4-2-3-1 and shifting to a back three when they are in possession. They are very flexible in attack, coming both from the center and from the wings. They don't have that one striker who scores all the goals, but there's a constant threat from all players in offense, but also at the back line. The defenders are very good with headers, for example. And in the league they have an average amount of 7.7 shots on goal per game, and that's the same amount as Arsenal, actually. Very funny, I think.
Oh wow, bit of symmetry there.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities, I think. And they have the highest passing accuracy in the Frauen-Bundesliga. And as I said, a really good defense, only conceded 4 goals in 14 games in the Frauen-Bundesliga. And I think the main thing that has changed since the new head coach took over last summer is that Bayern feel way more comfortable when they are in possession. They actually have a concrete plan to create something with the ball on their feet. So they have a concrete idea of how they want to play and a clear identity right now. And that was something that they lacked last season. They also improved a lot on their reading of the game, and also the individual positioning has gotten better. And I just remembered ahead of the game against Barcelona here in Munich, I was at a training session of Bayern, and there was one thing that really struck out to me, and that was that the new head coach Alexander Strauss was constantly shouting "keep the ball," and I think that underlines the new possession based style of play. And we have in midfield Bayern have Sarah Zadrazil and Jojo Stanway. Obviously, defensive midfield, double pivot, kind of. And that's really important when you want to keep the ball, recover lost balls and making passes into the attacking third. And I also think that Alexander Strauss has helped the team develop their mentality and really make sure every player knows what their role is on the pitch and kind of bring them closer together as a team, really have a plan. And he also said that he wants to kind of implement a long-lasting tactical identity at the team, and he said that kind of yeah, Barcelona is a bit of an example that because they have a clear identity of how they want to play, how they want to use their players. And that's something that he tries to implement at Munich, at Bayern Munich.
Yeah, you mentioned Sara Zadrazil there and might come back to her in a bit because I've got a question over some of their standout players. But yeah, a player I saw in the Euros quite a bit and saw last season and I think a terrific player. But before we go, perhaps we'll talk about Georgia Stanway in a minute. But before we do that, how did Bayern's Champions League group go? Because they had... You mentioned they had Barcelona, which is a pleasure that Arsenal had last season. And, you know, Benfica and Rosengard. And Benfica I saw a little bit because Arsenal were very interested in one of their players, Chloe Lacasse. How did their Champions League group go? I mean, you referenced there that they lost away at Barcelona, but it sounds like they really learned lessons when it came to the second game and also possibly one of the games of the Champions League group stage in there as well.
Yeah, definitely the home game against Barcelona, that was a 3-1 win, and Bayern scored two goals within the first 20 minutes and was just outstanding to be at the Allianz Arena, and the crowd was really, really like supportive of the players, and they were over, like, it was, I think the exact number were 24,000 people, and that's a record for the club. That's the highest attendance Bayern Munich women had for a game of theirs, and it was just an amazing atmosphere at the game. And I don't think that anyone would have predicted Bayern to win 3-1 against one of the best women's football teams in the world, and that just was showed what Bayern are capable of.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was, I forget whether it was against Rosengold or Benfica, there was a game. Was it a game they came back from 2-0 down?
Yes, exactly. That was against Benfica away.
Benfica, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a difficult game. But I think that's the perfect game to show what type of mentality Bayern Munich have. Because they came back from being 2-0 down, and Georgia Stanway scored two decisive goals in that tie. And they didn't give up until the last minute. You could really see it. Despite the game being super difficult, they believed in themselves. They had a clear plan. Also, that's something that has improved under Alexander Strauss. The in-game management was a lot better. Like, he's very more flexible with the tactics. Like, if he sees that his original game plan doesn't work, he's happy to improve it and to change things. And the players are also they know how to change things now, and they don't, like under Jens Scheuer last season, they kind of lacked ideas what to do different when things weren't working out well. And I think that's definitely a game that shows what has improved at Bayern.
Yeah, and you referenced there Georgia Stanway with two goals, one in about the 97th minute or something, I think, to win it. Now, in England, it raised a lot of eyebrows when Georgia went to Bayern Munich, and actually, I mean, personally speaking, I got a lot of admiration for her for doing it. You know, she was at a good club at Manchester City. I know she had some kind of misgivings about being moved around position-wise, and she said she wanted to really hold down a position somewhere. She's been given the number 8 for England. And, you know, but I think a lot of us were surprised that she took on, pleasantly surprised that she went on and took that challenge in Germany. How has she adapted so far, both tactically and I guess, you know, in terms of her integration into the squad?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a surprising move. We don't see players coming from the Women's Super League, coming from the Women's Super League to the Frauen Bundesliga. We don't see that very often. And it's great to have a player like her at Bayern Munich. She's admired by the fans. There's a lot of fans wearing her her name and number on the jerseys and waiting for her after the game, asking her to sign it or take a picture. And she really feels the love from the Bayern Munich fans, which is amazing to see. And she settled in very well in a very short amount of time. It didn't take her a lot of time to settle in. That was great to see. At the beginning, she struggled a bit, got a lot of yellow cards, which was, of course, but,
which was not a surprise.
No, it wasn't. But right now, I think she's more she's more disciplined and didn't pick off a lot of yellow cards recently, which is good. And I think she's very, she's harmonizing very well in defensive midfield with Sarah Zadrazil. Zadrazil is more defensively minded and Georgia Stanway is more going forward. But I think that's just a perfect link between defensive midfield and offensive midfield kind of. And I think she's really good for the balance in Bayern's setup. And definitely the type of player that the club needed.
Yeah, I mean, it looks kind of similar to the England kind of midfield in a way, where you've got Kira Walsh and Georgia Stanway, and Kira Walsh kind of sits and does all the playmaking stuff, and Georgia's a bit more box to box. And yeah, so Sarah Zadrazil, I think, is such a good player and a real one to watch in this game. But you know, in terms of like not just now in terms of Georgia Stanway's adaptation, but it kind of strikes me that the Frauen-Bundesliga and the WSL are relatively close in style. I think I could see players moving between those leagues, perhaps being easier than like moving between England and Spain, for example. How would you characterize the Frauen-Bundesliga as a league?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to the WSL. The only difference is just that it's not very accessible to watch, which is why a lot of people really underestimate it and don't know how high the quality in the league is actually. And when speaking to a lot of players from the Frauen-Bundesliga, like they all say the intensity is high. It's a very physical league, and very, very tactical. And I think tactical, it might be on a bit of a higher level, because I think in the WSL we see a lot of teams playing it out from counter attacks and stuff. And in Germany, it's really important to build up from the back and then pass into the midfield and really have a plan of getting the ball forward. It's a lot of tactics and really being disciplined and at the back and really having a clear idea of how to get the ball into the net.
Yeah, and it seems to me, and I think in England we're maybe developing this now in terms of that middle-ish tier of German teams. So I watched a couple of Hoffenheim games last year, and I watched Hoffenheim play Bayern just before they played us. And it was such an incredible game to watch, because Hoffenheim had this kind of, we are passing out from the back no matter what. And it got them in trouble a few times. And I think Bayern scored at least once, taking the ball off them. But it was a bit like Hoffenheim was such an interesting team. And like in our Champions League group, we beat them really well at home. But when we went to Hoffenheim, they beat us really well. And they struck me as that kind of team where if and when they put it together, they're really, really strong. And you mentioned like Frankfurt as well, taking points off Bayern. Like, do you think that's a fair assessment, that in terms of like perhaps some of the teams just below the Bayern Wolfsburg tier are actually very, very strong?
Yeah, Eintracht Frankfurt and Hoffenheim are a bit behind when it comes to the development of their women's teams. And also Hoffenheim have struggled because they lost a lot of their key players like Jule Brandt or Lena Latva and Tabea Wasmo to direct opponents in the Frauen-Bundesliga. If they had any resources or enough money or whatever to keep those players, they would definitely be competing for the top of the table. But I think right now we see it's a very slow process, but teams continue to invest in their women's teams and squads, but it takes time. And I think time wise, like the investments in the WSL have taken place very early before it started in the Frauen-Bundesliga, and there were a lot of missed chances to really improve the Frauen-Bundesliga. It is also not fully professionalized. There's a lot of players that have to work while playing professional football, kind of. And I think that's also something that's really good in the WSL, that it's a fully professional league, that every player can fully focus on football. That's also something that's kind of harming the quality in the German league, that we don't have it fully professionalized.
Yeah, yeah, and of course Arsenal will have a few players in their lineup that Bayern fans will be quite familiar with, and players we've bought from the Frauen-Bundesliga like Leo Valti, like Laura Wienreuter from Hoffenheim. But to switch it back to Bayern, I mean, we've spoken about Georgia Stanway and Sara Zadrazil, but who else are there? Who else would you say are there real players to watch?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a brand new year, and what better time to get going with that online store you've been thinking of? Those "I was there when Arsenal actually scored a goal" t-shirts would fly off the shelves right now. And to get yourself up and running, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way through to the did we hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort with thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/arsblog, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/arsblog now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/arsblog.
In offense, obviously, Lea Schüller, the central striker. I think her role has changed a bit under the new head coach because she's not just like up front waiting for passes just to score, but she's also making a lot of runs, closing down spaces, and just a bit poaching around. But also, I would say Clara Bühl, offensive midfielder or like attacker coming from the right wing. She's very creative, very, very dynamic, and just a great player to watch. And also, I think it's also important, as I said, to highlight the defense of Bayern this season. I think in defense, we have a player that you should definitely keep an eye on, Glodis Pelavigostotia, kind of the leader in defense. She's communicating a lot, shouting a lot, kind of directing everything from the back, telling everyone where they have to be. And she's also good with headers after, I don't know, corner kicks or free kicks, and definitely a vocal leader at the back for Bayern.
Yeah, and you referenced there, the strength of Bayern's defense. And I think what's really interesting, before I ask you about some of Bayern's potential weaknesses, I'm guessing you're not going to say the defense, but, you know, for Arsenal, it's been a really interesting season because I don't necessarily always mean that in a good way, but in terms of Arsenal lost their two first choice centre halves for the first half of the season in Leo Williamson and Hafaeli. They came back, and then Arsenal lost Vivian Miedema and Beth Mead. So they basically lost most of their defence. As soon as they came back, they lost most of their attack. And Arsenal have gone through this period. I think they're coming out the other side now, but, you know, two Ballon d'Or nominees came out of the attack at the same time, and Arsenal had problems scoring goals. And it's not just the quality of those players, but the kind of chemistry of the attack, because Miedema and Mead have played for Arsenal for a long time. They play all the games, and all of a sudden they're just gone. And it's taken Arsenal a little while to look dangerous in attack again. And, you know, coming up against Bayern's defence, that might be an issue. What I'd say about Arsenal is they're powerful in attack, like Frieda Mornham is a powerful player. Caitlin Ford's a powerful player. Stina Blackstenius is a powerful player. If they play Lena Hurtig, like Arsenal have actually quite quickly gone from having this team of like quite small number 10s to having these like quite big, powerful, counter-pressing kind of attackers. And so I think that for Arsenal fans is a big moment of intrigue, because they had a bit of a breakthrough against Chelsea, scoring three goals, winning a trophy. They seem to have got like a bit of connection and a bit of confidence back in attack. But if you were looking at it critically from a Bayern perspective, are there weaknesses that you think Arsenal could exploit, or that you worry about from a Bayern perspective?
I think Bayern have a similar problem when it comes to being efficient in front of goal. That's also something that has changed this year, that they aren't able to convert the majority of chances they are kind of creating for themselves. And I think that's something that they're definitely working on. And I think it's really a crucial point in the Champions League games, because I don't think that they will get a lot of chances against Arsenal. I mean, maybe, but it's very hard to predict, but they definitely have to take the chances they get. And I think it's the same for Arsenal, that they need to take every chance they get. And I think Bayern could also do better after standard situations like corner kicks. And apart from that, it remains to be seen how they line up. And I think they have everything that it takes to be successful this season. They are in great form. They have an outstanding mentality. And I think the weakness in attack might be the biggest one.
Yeah, that's interesting on set pieces. Arsenal had a coaching change in January, and they got a new assistant coach who focuses on set pieces. And again, that's taken a little while, but Arsenal scored from a corner against Chelsea in the Conti Cup. Arsenal take set pieces very seriously again, which is a change maybe from the previous manager. Arsenal, they like to get the ball in the box and compete for it, and they've got players that can do that. So potentially that's you know, that's something that maybe Arsenal could target. But kind of just in closing then, how do you see this tie panning out? You know, obviously Bayern at home first, away second in London. No away goals though, so I'm not sure that matters as much anymore as it used to. How do you see the tie panning out, and where would your money go on who will go through? Because I think this is a real coin toss tie.
Yeah, I'm not making any predictions. I can really go both ways. And I think that both games will be won in midfield. Obviously, the double pivot of Zadar, Ziel and Stanway will be crucial for Bayern. I think they will try to overload the midfield, especially the defensive part where Arsenal only have Lea Velti, and I think Bayern will try to neutralize Kim Little. If they manage to do so, then they will definitely ask Arsenal questions. I think they will try to take Arsenal out of their comfort zone. And then from what I've seen, Arsenal struggle to build up attacks over the wings, obviously given the injury of Beth Mead. Because of that, they try to come a lot through the sense, and that might be a bit predictable. And also Arsenal might be a bit less flexible in the game when the game plan is not working. But I think it's a strong lineup on both sides, and both teams look very strong and confident at the moment. So the tie could really go both ways. And I definitely think midfield will be crucial. And I think both teams are in great form. So we can definitely look forward to two great games.
Yeah. And, you know, I think when most teams play Arsenal, their plan kind of starts with if we can neutralise Kim Little, we're on to a good thing. And actually, when Arsenal played Wolfsburg last season in the Champions League, essentially what happened was Wolfsburg just pressed Arsenal to death, and they did take that midfield out, albeit Arsenal didn't have Lea Velti for that second leg, and that was such a big miss for Arsenal. But yeah, I kind of think you're right. I think the two double pivots, Stanway and Zadrazil versus Little and Velti, that seems to me to really define the tie. And speaking the day after the men's team have gone out, of Europe on penalties, I wouldn't be surprised to see this tie go all the way as well, quite frankly. But we will see. Alina, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for your insight and everything like that. I take it you're going to be at the first leg?
I will be at both games. I'm traveling to London for the second one as well.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Then I'll catch up with you at both legs. Absolutely. And maybe we'll do a bit of a debrief for the podcast after both legs. I'll have my dictaphone with me, put it that way.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alina. And can you remind everyone of your Twitter handle?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter on @Alina. How do you call the
underscore?
The law.
Underscore.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. _RXP.
And I thoroughly recommend that you do that for all things Bayern Munich, Frauen Bundesliga, and not just Frauen Bundesliga, but I'd say women's football overall. Alina, thanks so much for joining us. We will be back with another episode, probably a mailbag of some description after the two Bayern legs have taken place. But until then, thanks so much for listening, and we will speak to you next time on the Arsenal Women Askcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.